We got to Beaumont yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Had a happy hour and, last night.
And that was the happiest
happy hour. The happiest of happy hours. Thank you. Thank you.
My goodness, the people
some,
are wonderful.
Some real good huggers yesterday.
I think I have tight. A cracked rib or two. Yeah,
you think you do too?
I think I do.
Come here, Jay. Okay, all right, I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Get over here.
Some tight hugs.
Oh my god.
Thank
goodness.
You, Beaumont. The Beau of Beaumont.
That should be their slogan. Yeah. The home of tight hugs.
They do not play when it comes to affection.
That's right.
Get over here. Let's get Beaumont. That picture. Let's get that. Look, come on. Give me that hug. Give me what you came here for. Okay. All right. Okay.
It was great. After reception, you ate the food at the reception.
Yeah, it was nice. They had chicken. Oh, you can't go wrong with chicken, man.
No, not
you
with
can never
you,
go wrong
no.
with chicken. Chicken and, you know.
The Golden Corral is right across the street from the hotel, way. Player. Yeah. Yeah. I went to the Golden Corral last night.
You
it's unbelievable.
Went to the Golden Corral.
I went to the Golden Corral
and
last
night. What did
you
find what in did the you corral? See?
Player.
We've been telling you.
You have been telling me. You, Lavelle Crawford. I mean, y'all have been telling me
we've
Golden Corral
to tell
is
you,
the
man.
Truth. And I'm a believer now.
It is a world upon its own, man. It stands alone like no other place.
My goodness.
It's the happiest place in the world. They say, you know, like Disneyland. But
place was packed.
It's always packed.
On a Monday night.
Yeah. On a Monday night, it was always packed. It was packed. And then the people in there lost their minds.
Cotton candy came out, huh?
Cotton candy
you
came
called
out.
It.
Cotton candy came out.
Cotton candy came out.
When cotton the cotton candy comes out, man.
They lose their mind. It was a...
Now, because, you know, you talk about the other things like the chocolate fondue.
Yeah.
And then other, they have a healthy menu, too.
Where?
Yeah.
You got to look for it. They have baked chicken, baked fish. They have a lot of...
And they have
salads.
Candy apples. The apples.
Oh,
look,
my goodness.
Yeah. You got to look for it.
But
you talk about
night,
some country fun.
That's country fun.
That's nothing but. And all you can eat.
All you can eat and steal.
And that's another
there's
thing.
Another. That's a whole
that's
another thing. Golden Corral going. You
corral.
Tell them, Jay. They are stealing food in their place.
Because people come in with plastic
they
lined
come in
pockets.
Plastic lined pockets and put chicken and stuff
they
in
they line their pockets.
They line their pockets with plastic and steal the food. Yes, they do. Yes. Because it's all you can eat or all you can take. And Golden Corral doesn't seem to be bothered by it.
No,
man.
Not at all. They still manage to do good business.
Now, you call that thing over there a fondue machine?
Yeah.
It's just... liquid chocolate to them, man. I've never heard the word fondue used. Yeah.
No, it didn't say fondue. It said chocolate fountain.
Right.
The chocolate fountain.
Some of us like to call it
a fondue.
I didn't see anybody in
Nobody
there that would call
said,
that a fondue.
Where's the fondue? Yeah.
I have had quizzical looks when I've asked, where's your chocolate fondue?
Man. But they lose their mind.
But it is
and the sweet tea, oh my goodness.
And nothing is diabetic friendly.
No. Well, you can get unsweetened tea.
I know.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but they laugh at you.
They laugh at you. You're made fun of. You're made to go sit in a corner.
So how was your King holiday? I had a great time. The King.
His speech yesterday.
Oh, man. Great speech.
Now,
a wonderful breakfast yesterday in Houston.
The breakfast went long.
Yeah, well.
It turned into lunch.
Yeah.
It was close to dinner.
Yeah.
By the time we got out of there, it was supposed to be over at ten.
But you know,
that's what you're going to get with King Day celebration.
And Houston has a particular problem. There are two organizations that run their King Day celebrations at the same time.
Right.
The parades are at the same time.
Right.
And they're both well attended.
Very. And
a lot of people come out.
There were hundreds of people that bought tickets for the breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and they bought. They bought all the tickets. If you didn't make it, you know what the organization did?
What?
They resold the tickets.
That's smart. If you didn't show up.
You have one event.
Yeah.
And your event.
And that place was packed. There wasn't an empty seat in it.
No, it wasn't.
And when we first saw somebody said, well, it's going to be like 150 people.
Yeah.
It was like 1,500 people in there.
1,500 people.
At least. At least very well.
They resold the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
That's
was
what you
great.
Call blackish.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was really
It was nice,
nice
yeah.
Yeah, congratulations yesterday. Yeah. That was a really
good
nice.
Turnout.
Yeah, yeah you can check out my speech. It's really, the blog is the speech, and it's on blackamericaweb.com. The two parades at the same time.
Yeah, they had two parades. It sure did.
And they started on time.
Yep.
And the parade started.
Well attended, both parades, yeah. Mm-hmm.
King Holiday. How was your King Holiday?
Yep.
What did you do?
What did you do? And okay, in Selma, did you see what Oprah did and the cast of Selma?
This was over the weekend. Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a demonstration yesterday too.
But what? Oprah marched.
Yeah, Oprah marched.
They had a march.
Really?
And conversations.
Oprah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead on.
Yeah.
How far did she march?
She marched the length.
The whole way. Really?
Yes.
To Montgomery.
Well, sure. Yeah. Sure
Oprah did 50 miles.
Yes.
All I know is the police chief was very nervous.
Got Oprah out there.
Oprah out there.
And you don't want nothing to happen to Oprah.
No.
He beat the dog mess out the car. Out the doctor, but Oprah comes through. Look, he got to protect
Bull Connor, her. Bull Connor taught them well. Look.
Don't and let nothing happen to Oprah.
Look what happened.
Yeah. And player. Bill Cosby got a standing ovation.
I heard.
Out of California.
What is he saying, Sybil? What kind of show's going on over there, man?
They say he was embraced.
Okay. I'm going to have to catch a Bill Cosby show.
Well, you need to go to the Turlock Community Theater.
Really?
That's where they had it.
Standing ovation.
Only one protester showed up.
One?
One.
Wow.
What happened to the protesters?
And this woman, she was a 51-year-old woman, came with a sign and said, I believe the women.
And that was it.
And they did a show.
Yeah.
Yep, he performed and got a standing O.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
And that would be for ovation.
Standing O. Wow, Sybil, that's a rim shot.
Nothing. Come on, come on, Sybil.
Come on, Soup, man.
She said that one in there.
There you
thank
go,
you,
man.
Thank you. Got a standing O, and that's for ovation. Okay, good one. Yeah, Bill Cosby, what is he?
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what's going on at that show.
But he has shut the protesters down. Only one showed up, player.
He's just doing his show. That's what he's doing.
He did make a statement about one of the, two of the ladies now, Beverly Johnson, uh-huh. the model. They're calling her a liar.
Well, her manager, her former manager is calling her a liar.
And then another lady, Bill Cosby's people called her a liar. Said Bill Cosby wasn't even there.
So he's knocked it down to what? It's like 20 now.
20 now, yes. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you're on your way. Just give me give me some more of these. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what we want. That's what we need.
It's still not looking good, though. Is it simple?
No.
Because you found two liars.
And I don't necessarily believe Beverly Johnson's, because if it's her former manager, there's obviously some bad blood.
It's a lot. It's more than we've gotten so far.
Yeah.
There's more than we got nothing.
We got nothing from Bill Cosby.
For months.
Now he's calling people liars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And another one.
We're on the road. We're in Beaumont. What we calling this studio?
The Black Gold.
The Black Gold Studio.
Texas T.
Texas T, right.
Home of the Bubbly Crew.
Yes.
Beaumont, Texas.